Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.
Now, every Monday on the program, the work of an entrepreneur or entrepreneurs making a difference. And artificial intelligence in healthcare is no longer about hype. It's about high impact, I think it's fair to say. Also, purpose-driven innovation that makes doctors' lives easier and obviously the outcomes for patients a whole lot better. And leading the charge in this respect is HealthBridge. It's a pioneer in cloud-based clinical and billing platforms, if I've got this right, since 1999. And under the chief executive, Louis De Silva, HealthBridge says it's transforming how healthcare works, not by going it alone, but here's the interesting bit, by partnering with young tech entrepreneurs to co-create tools that will solve real problems. And one standout I read is something called Nora AI, which is a speech-to-clinical notes platform built by two South African innovators, and it's now fully integrated into HealthBridge Clinical and already saving clinicians hours every single day. Louis De Silva, a very warm welcome to you. Your company, as I say, has been in the game since 1999. Why now is the right time to lean into AI? What's changing in the health tech landscape?
Thank you, Jeremy. I think the big thing is that AI is at a place and a level of maturity that can actually be embedded and entrusted into the medical industry. It's way beyond ChatGPT these days. It's medical grade, being trained reliably, and as a result, can really assist doctors in treating patients. I think it's more a maturity thing.
You've described your innovation approach or your strategy as, and I quote, tech with a purpose. But isn't that just another slogan in an AI-saturated market? How do you back that up?
It's a great question. When we speak to our clients, and we have over 6,000 physicians as clients of ours, they don't want AI for AI's sake. They join this industry ultimately with their own purpose of wanting to treat people and make them better. And so the AI that is provided has to, in some way, assist them to either deliver better clinical results or reduce the admin burden for them as clinicians. And so that's who we are. We are purpose-driven from that. We walk our talk, and it's what gets us out of bed every morning.
So, and hopefully your patients as well, Louis. So let's pivot to the entrepreneurial side of this conversation. Sure. And you've chosen to partner with young startups like Nora AI that I referenced a little earlier, rather than build everything in-house. What's the strategic approach there? Where are the advantages?
Well, firstly, as innovative as we try to be, and we believe we are, there's no ways that we have any illusion that we can innovate everything on our own. And so our strategy has always been to develop a platform. One can think of it as your mobile phone that you have, where it does a few features, but then there's an app store of sorts where a whole bunch of other people come and collaborate. And so that's been our approach. The rate at which technology is developing is incredibly quick. And the beauty is that cloud technologies allow these different businesses to come together and create ultimately a better experience for the user, in this case being the doctor. And in South Africa, there's just this great technology and great people with great ability to innovate. And so we want to leverage that.
But Louis, with every innovation comes risk. And I would suggest to you, potentially, there is risk in outsourcing that innovation engine, surely.
Yeah. It is. I think it's important that it is a player on our platform. We have many different startups that are working together with us. And it ultimately comes about partnership. It comes about ensuring that there's trust, ensuring that there are joint alignments in terms of where the business is going to go, how the partnership's going to work, and ultimately that common purpose that we spoke about. That's, you know, the idea of partnership management is a very important kind of capability you need as a platform at the end of the day.
So let's focus now on Nora AI itself. What exactly does it do, and how is it different from so many other voice-to-text tools that I think it's fair to say are flooding the market?
Yeah. So what happens is when the patient enters the room, the doctor firstly asks for consent, whether the patient is happy that the voice note gets recorded, clicks a button, drops the pen, does not touch the keyboard or the mouse, and has a present discussion and consult with the patient that's presented. At the end, the Nora AI summarizes that conversation to medical grade standards. There are certain frameworks and standards that healthcare data is stored, if you like, and summarized. The doctor reviews that, and once happy, it gets committed to the timeline of that patient's clinical record. The difference to other functions is that this is integrated in the workflow of the doctor. It's integrated into that patient journey. And at the right moment of care, this flows seamlessly with that patient experience. Doctors have a lot of what is known as cognitive load. And the biggest cognitive load is to figure out what's wrong with the patient and think of a really good plan to treat the condition. The last thing that the doctor needs is additional load in terms of navigating systems or switching context between areas. So the important thing that I believe we've achieved together with Nora is a real seamless experience for both patient and doctor.
Let me push you a little bit, though. For many in healthcare, and correct me if I'm wrong, artificial intelligence might raise flags about either regulatory compliance or data privacy. The challenge here is to ensure that these new tools remain ethical and secure.
Yes, and I think I'd add a third one, which is this going to replace me? So let me try to answer all three. We leverage technologies like Google, who are way ahead of the curve in terms of ensuring data privacy to global standards, including the US and Europe, which are known for very stringent regulations. And so that enables us to focus on the features and the functionalities, knowing that security, privacy, anti-hacking, and all of that is to the best possible global standards. And I guess we ourselves are leveraging a platform, in this case being the one I mentioned. And the idea is not to replace, but to amplify a resource, a very precious resource we have in our country, which is very scarce, at least 6,000 doctors short. Interestingly, this is actually meeting with good resonance amongst doctors. And I think it's because of the stress that they're under in terms of not being able to get to all the patients they need to.
Just a final one then. Within this interaction with the patient, there is also the potential for missing nuance, maybe in a complex medical conversation. So who would be accountable when the tech gets it wrong?
It's a great question. So firstly, tech will never have the final word. Tech presents an opinion, either a summary of a patient that AI has loaded, or a summary of the consult, or in fact, even nowadays, reading pathology results. It presents an opinion always for the doctor to finally review and approve. And that's very important. AI will never go and make decisions or record things or commit to records, anything without the doctor's approval. So it is the doctor's ultimate accountability. This is a tool to aid the doctor to work quicker, smarter, release some burden, but ultimately make the final call.
And obviously that's a great lesson, not just in the medical space, but with artificial intelligence in every sector. You cannot abrogate all responsibility without some responsible gatekeeping. Lou De Silva, thank you very much indeed. Chief Executive Officer, Healthbridge Clinical. I really do appreciate your time. Fascinating conversation.
Our business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.